You know, tonight we're presented with several issues, such as the basic nature of what pension reform is and what I believe proper public disclosure of our employment agreement should be. But first, I want to be clear on one point. The employees in the bargaining units discussed tonight have gone years without salary increases, and day after day, they continue to work hard to provide the services we all depend on as Long Beach residents. They deserve to be treated fairly, which does include salary increases from time to time, as the budget allows and performance merits. Unfortunately, the item before us attempts to gloss over the important conversation of how to appropriately and sustainably compensate our employees by simply calling large salary increases pension reform. They're not. In terms of the transparency of tonight's proposed salary increases, it should be noted that the most basic information, what they are, is not explicitly disclosed. For the benefit of the public, I'll note them for one group. The numbers are similar for the other groups. Managers receive an 11% increase in FY14, an additional 4% increase in FY15, for an overall increase of 15%. They will effectively give back 6% of this increase for a net increase of 9% over 2 years. These numbers should have been clearly laid out explicitly in the proposal, but they weren't. Furthermore, it should be noted that there is an ethical conflict of interest here. Those proposing this item will financially benefit from it. Anytime a contract is presented to council by those who are financially interested in that contract, we should go beyond the bare legal minimum of what's required and explicitly disclose that interest for the public and the council to consider. The council may decide it's still in the public interest to proceed, notwithstanding that conflict, but it's nonetheless important to acknowledge it. Substantively, the question for the public here is simple. Is it reform to give somebody a new 15% salary increase and then get 6% back? Given that the point of pension reform is to decrease costs and thus preserve public services, is a proposal pension reform if it increases your costs by an additional $8.2 million a year? I believe the answer is no. Tonight's item is not pension reform. It's simply a salary increase. Reasonable people may disagree whether a 9% net raise for these groups is a prudent. But let's not try to hide it. Let's just be honest with the public about what the proposal is. It's important to note that tonight's item does not follow the path of previous agreements. Previously, employer groups contributed raises that they were already legally entitled to towards their pensions, thus saving the city money. That was pension reform. Tonight's proposal gives out new raises that these employees are not entitled to, thus costing the city an additional $8.2 million a year. This is not pension reform. Finally, we've been told that increased revenues, which we apparently were unaware of just a few weeks ago when we passed the budget, will cover the cost of tonight's increases. The truth is there's no such thing as a free lunch or a free salary increase. These increases will result in the city foregoing service enhancements. Nonetheless, salary increases may still be worth their cost. Personally, I believe that some salary increases are merited for these employees in order to fairly compensate them and retain the best and brightest. Although for management employees, I believe that such increases should be based on merit and not be made across the board. However, the appropriate manner to determine these increases is to confront that cost-benefit analysis transparently and truthfully, not to ignore it. As with most organizations, our employees truly are our greatest asset, and their hard work deserves appropriate recognition and compensation. However, history has shown that when we ignore ethical conflicts and proposed compensation agreements or try to hide the true cost of employment proposals, the city suffers. Our residents deserve better than this proposal.